How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Hi, everybody. It's Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy. And today we're going to be joined by Dr. Sam Zand, a psychiatrist based in Puerto Rico, who's at the forefront of exploring how psychedelic-assisted therapies can transform mental health care. Welcome aboard, Sam.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Sam, you've witnessed firsthand how these treatments can create breakthroughs for people struggling with depression, PTSD, and other difficult conditions. And you even run retreats down in Puerto Rico around it. As a psychiatrist, what initially drew you to explore psychedelic-assisted therapies in parallel with conventional treatments?
Yeah, I think the reason that psychedelic therapy became an interest of mine, and also just really a mainstream, you know, utilization now rather than a taboo industry, is because the conventional treatments just weren't working in our industry, unfortunately. In psychiatry, medication management was our primary tool, and it was just built on the wrong system. I mean, we really shouldn't be pathologizing and telling people they have disease when they're going through divorce, they're going through heartbreak, they're going through financial stress, and it manifests in symptoms that then we're just rushing to diagnose. We took the self-exploration and therapeutic journey out of, you know, psychiatric work. So psychedelic therapy was now kind of that perfect combination of, well, here's actually a medicine that helps to reset the mind and help you expand your own, you know, self-view, self-learning. Then let's augment with therapy. So it became a really natural gateway for, I think, the real upstream work we all need to be doing.
And, you know, with regards to, I mean, yes, people jump to try and get to diagnosis. The challenges were people are also trying just to create classifications so they know where to start and how to start addressing a challenge and to where to dig into, what's the source, because it's rarely in that moment. It's not just the divorce. It's what happened before the divorce, what caused the conflicts and the communication breakdowns. But there's no good measurement systems, which is actually where I started my own business, which is now evolving out quickly, but around measurement. But in working with treatment-resistant depression and PTSD, what are the clinical patterns that you observe that can predict a responsiveness to psychedelics versus another treatment modality?
Yeah, I think to your point, we need some kind of process, right? We need some kind of, well, where do we start? You know, and before it was starting with understanding the symptoms that were very downstream. And as you alluded to, you know, really the impact is probably much larger upstream. So that's a difficult place to start for most people. Right? It's like, yeah. You want to get into childhood psychology with me. I'm just struggling with my sleep and I'm having, it's like, I don't want to think about everything that went on when I was 4, 5, 6 years old. Although it is an important part of the process. I think where we need to start is in the nervous system. And this is very scientific. It's biological. It's physiological. We need to heal whatever's going on in our nerves that is flaring up when we're triggered, when we're going through any kind of stress or inner turmoil. If we can start there, and that's really the beauty of psychedelics, is that most of the protocols really focus on somatic techniques, you know, to relax the nervous system, to ground, do some breath work. And the one that I work in, legally, ketamine, it's just a natural dissociative medicine. So for most people, when they go in calm, they notice that the body, the nervous system relaxes. So for someone who has treatment-resistant PTSD, whether or not they'd be a good candidate for this is, can we first find a way to relax their nervous system? And I found that ketamine is such a gentle introduction on a low dose. That's what it's doing. It's helping us feel meditative and relaxed. Then we can start to do the work and peel back the layers. And, you know, that's really, I think, the magic of this approach versus the traditional approach.
Yeah. Who shouldn't pursue psychedelic-assisted treatments?
There certainly is not for everybody. And One, I would say you need good social support. You need to be in the right mindset. And usually those two things go hand in hand. If you're very isolated in your patterns, it's hard to set the foundation to really jumpstart a nice, healthy expansion of the mind, because otherwise it could just go very, very dark. So there needs to be at least a little bit of therapeutic lift, in my opinion, whether that's the professional, through loved ones, or just through our own self-work. Medically, there's some reasons why you wouldn't want to partake in this medicine, primarily if your cardiovascular system is, you know, not healthy and your blood pressure is high, things of that nature. We got to check if it's filtered through the liver, you know, like ketamine is, all the blood tests and labs. If someone is physically healthy, has good social support, and mentally just ready to deal with things that might be difficult, usually they're a good candidate. The only other mental state I would say is if we're prone to becoming very manic, or if we have kind of psychotic features of our trauma, delusional features, that can be a little bit precarious. So we want to be cautious. These are all things the clinician, you know, really was screened for before we start.
And, you know, a lot of people who are running retreats and psychedelic-assisted therapy programs.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com.
Comes are therapists and psychologists by background. You're a psychiatrist, which inherently brings a different approach to mental health. How does that affect the way you're addressing the challenges, and how is it specifically different for a patient who's looking for a solution?
Yeah, I think there's an abundance of good facilitators in this space, but uniquely, because we're trained medical doctors, psychiatrists see the holistic approach, not just psychologically, not just in our habits and our self-talk and our relationships, but also in the body, all the way from the, you know, molecular level to the systems, organs level. There's so much going on when it comes to resetting the body, the mind, and our emotional and mental health. So we're able to do the medical screening. We're able to assess, you know, on the fly, and not have to bring a doctor in who separates the work, right? The doctor would only look at the body and say, right, I can't really build the relationship for you. That's why you're here in the retreat. So go see someone else. Whereas from our perspective, all of this is connected. We store trauma in the body. If we're having organ failure because of certain toxins we're putting in the body, it will reflect into our emotional and mental patterns. And so understanding that connection. The other thing is psychiatrists are the doctor gatekeepers of drugs, right? And that's why we had a bad rap for 30, 40, 50 years. Psychoactives. This is what we're specialized in. Now, a good psychiatrist realizes that some of the serotonin meds of the past, some of the traditional methods, the really heavy side effects, sedating drugs, they can help someone in an acute moment, but they're not good long-term options. And so what is a good approach? Then perhaps not having a medication every day, perhaps understanding our interaction with all substances to be more sacred or intentional, more, you know, used as a gateway to expanding the mind and healing ourselves rather than an escape mechanism. And these are the things that I think a good psychiatrist really brings into the mix, is that proficiency and how to use drugs the right way.
Using the right way, how do they complement rather than replace other treatments that somebody's using in conjunction, where they're trying to deal with, you know, or they have a chemical issue they're having to deal with, but they also do maybe need this type of therapy, or are they going to be incompatible?
Yeah, that's one of the things we need to decipher. Often people who are going on psilocybin journeys where, you know, maybe legal in Oregon or Colorado or just, you know, otherwise recreational, they come to doctors because they've been on antidepressants for 20, 30 years. And they're told, I heard that with psilocybin, you get a serotonin burst. And I'm not sure that that's a good thing if I'm on this Prozac. So I think the first thing is to untangle what most people perceive as maybe necessary lifetime medications and realize that
right.
it's more so your body's now used to this for 10, 20, 30 years. So can we taper down? Can we taper up? Is it appropriate to mix these substances? Those are things that on a one-on-one basis, we would have to understand a patient. I think there is augmentation as well. If you look at clinical studies, Spravato, the esketamine nasal spray, was first introduced with an antidepressant, probably because Big Pharma didn't want to compete and say, hey, you got to get off these meds we got you stuck on for decades, right? And so let's test them together. They wanted them to realize that a lot of people didn't want to be on their antidepressants anymore, and the insurance company was forcing it because it was tested together. So then they tested it alone, and the esketamine nasal spray really outshined most traditional antidepressants, even alone. So you see that it's safe with and without. These are the guardrails that are really important. And I think final piece there is there's no shame around medication. You know, if it's working for somebody, the rare, smaller percentage that it works for, fantastic. It's just we have to also be present to the majority. These old approaches haven't worked very well. So we have to find a gentle bridge, not rip them off, figure out a slow taper plan and get to homeostasis.
Well, and really all medicine should be personalized and customized to our needs, because we're all have unique combinations of challenges, afflictions, and you know, positives, that there's no one size fits all. Yes, maybe we need stitches, but beyond that, the treatment has to be customized. So early on you mentioned about like divorces or people going through a crisis, but for so many people, they carry attachment injuries from early relational experiences, from adverse childhood experiences, or, you know, parenting issues, or the way parents were dealing with their own issues. And it translated to confusion for the children growing up, which then became relational wounds for later. How do psychedelic sessions facilitate access and processing of these wounds?
Yeah, it's really an important journey to realize that we have these emotional anchors probably earlier in life that now looking back feel so benign. You know, people always minimize, I don't have trauma, my childhood was good. But for a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old going through something that we may look at now and say that was pretty benign, it's life changing. And so what psychedelics can do is remove some of the hard held pattern beliefs to see ourselves from a different perspective. Parenting and psychedelics is such an interesting combination, because we're already in a way seeing ourselves in the younger version of us or in our child. We're seeing how our parents treated us and how we don't want to do the things that hurt us, but we do want to continue the things that nourished us. And so there is almost this dissociative zoom out, this generational linkage in parenting. Now, when you look at psychedelics, you're able to kind of zoom out again and see yourself from a new perspective. Part of that, what we do is inner child work, where you're able to then go to those moments, perhaps when you were younger, and there was maybe a feeling of fear of abandonment. There could be very serious, like neglect or abuse, or it could be very, what we would think, mild, like a parent just wasn't as present. You know, they went on work trips often, but for a 3 or 4 year old, they disappeared. You know, that child. Mm-hmm. Psychology is severe. Now, whether it was traumatic or not, we can go back to that child during these psychedelic journeys, prime the conversation. We talk about writing a letter to our younger self, or our younger self writing a letter to us now and having a communication. Often then we get into a journey and we sit with those thoughts and memories, the subconscious projections that are in our brains. But it feels like we can actually hug our younger self. It feels like we can talk to that. And restore conversations that then live in the neural patterns moving forward. So we're doing this kind of magical neural rewiring by going through that process. I find it to just be so much more restorative than any other approach we've had before.
And, you know, we talk about people who are having, you know, attachment style issues as, you know, being anxious or disorganized or fearful or, you know, avoidant, of course. Are there distinct responses based on attachment style that means one or the other is more suitable for a particular psychedelic treatment?
I wish that I could speak to the legal use of the whole spectrum of psychedelic meds. I can speak to the education.
We can speak anecdotally because everybody's aware.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess the only disclaimer is I'm not endorsing or condoning this use of these medications. Because in most conditions, they're illegal. If there's a clinical study, it's approved. Great. But when you look at the source of those attachment styles, understanding where they came from, often they're either fear-based because we felt that there is no sense of safety around us. And so maybe we have an avoidant personality, an anxious attachment. For those people, we need to restore the nervous system. We need to find a way to reteach that physically I feel safe. Even in these environments now where things are good, why am I feeling hypervigilant? Why am I feeling worried? So this is where I love ketamine as a gentle introduction to reset and relax the nervous system. But if someone grew up without love, without this idea that all of us deserve innately, we are love. We deserve love, especially children, babies who come into the world. But if that wasn't given or perceived, then we might live life and realize that I'm always guarded. My attachment style comes from my heart being blocked because I was never really taught that love. This is where I'm really excited for the future potential of MDMA because it really is a heart opener. And it all of a sudden brings people to just this universal innate quality of why wouldn't I love myself? Why wouldn't I love the important people in my life? If for some people the attachment style lends to just underactive brain patterns, we are living in shame, we're living in guilt, we're living in apathy, then I think psilocybin is a wonderful neural spark plug, right? It just kind of gets it going. And so these are the different applications that I think if fast forward, we have this conversation in 4 or 5 years, 10 years, where now legally we can use these medicines, all of them, then we would start to really create some sophisticated customization. Right now we do our best with all we have.
No, of course. And, you know, as you said, in different jurisdictions, some different ones are available. But it is a challenge for people who are trying to, are struggling with different aspects because these journeys can help patients, people overcome internal barriers to authenticity. They're afraid of being authentic because they've been taught that being authentic often gets negative responses, which is horrible and unfortunate. But you need to be able to share your true feelings to build a foundation to grow and to overcome. I've experienced where sometimes people share those powerful feelings, but then they get scared and run away from the vulnerability afterwards. How does one help a partner in that situation, right? They've opened up, they've shared their feelings, and now all of a sudden they panic.
Yeah.
How do you help them?
Yeah, that's a really integral part of the work, what we call integration, that after the journey, I've had some insights, I've had some reflections, but am I truly ready to carry those forward when my life, I've developed so many defense mechanisms, patterns of relationships that either soothed or protected those vulnerable parts that I'm not really, wasn't really ready for yet. So I think the first thing is make sure you have a good support partner. Nobody should be going through psychedelic journeys alone in life, in my opinion. That's why it really excites me that we as clinicians, as therapists, as psychiatrists can be, you know, legally part of this work. Before it was the shaman, right? It was the elder, it was the family member, it was the cultural leader, spiritual leader. There was always someone there to hold your hand. And that's important because often then what happens is the traumatic response to, I don't think I'm ready for this, reinforces the negative pattern loop. And we actually just fall right back into the old pattern. So I think in addition to having the right support, creating a schedule and structure in your week where you're steadily calming the nervous system. I can't stress this enough. The breath work and progressive muscle relaxation and grounding that we do is so integral before and after and as a routine, as a protocol. The small lifestyle changes and to not be overwhelmed. I think a big tip is let's look at the whole picture. That's what a good therapist or a psychiatrist will do. Biologically, here are the things we want to work on, psychologically, socially, maybe even spiritually, but we're not ready for all of it day one. So let's just maybe put a, you know, an asterisk on the ones we know we want to deal with, but we're not ready for. That's okay. Let's circle the ones we're ready for and let's keep that list light. So in the beginning, we're not jumping to the most difficult integration. I think this is the guidance that really helps. And it is that therapeutic support all around, whether it's professional or from loved ones, to ultimately just help someone feel safe. And the authenticity needs safety. Right? And that comes in all forms.
Mm-hmm. No, it does. And, you know, which leads to, you touched on earlier about, you know, you can see 5 or 10 years, different aspects. Do you believe psychedelic therapies and a broad range of them will become a standard option within psychiatry and therapy within the next 10 years? Or do you think it's going to develop as a specialized field within the treatment protocols?
Well, I certainly hope that we have a specialized field. Something I'm really passionate about is bringing education to clinicians, just like we have fellowships and all different kinds of programs, right? Pain or geriatrics or whatever it might be, forensics. We need to have a psychedelic fellowship. And whether that can be any, you know, training, trained clinician, psychiatrist, or primary care doctor. The other thing is that most people who are new to this.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com. Tired of social media censorship? Frustrated by restrictions on TV, billboards, and traditional radio? CannabisRadio.com is the only platform where you can connect directly with over 1 million dedicated listeners without the limitations. Advertise your product freely to high-value, educated decision makers. Launch your unrestricted campaign today. Email Brasco, B-R-A-S-C-O, at CannabisRadio.com.
That this is legal, that this, the education of psychedelic therapy, that these things are actually happening right now. They don't realize that it's been happening since 2019. That's when we first introduced a form of ketamine as, they didn't call it a psychedelic because that sounds scary and they probably wouldn't have gotten FDA approval.
Right.
They just called it an antidepressant. And in fact, it became updated and they actually can call it a fast acting antidepressant. It's the first medicine we've had in our industry that we can tell someone who's depressed, you don't have to wait 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks for this maybe to do something. You might feel it within 2 hours, within 40 minutes. So psychedelic therapy is here, you know, and then it was just, here's the medicine. There's no augmentation. There's no therapy. There's no integration. Now, I think as an industry, those who are on the cutting edge are really learning how to combine all of these holistic strategies so that we have a legal substance and now we can bring therapy to it.
Right. And which is amazing. And then you're within the specialized field, like you have your practice, but you also run retreats. Tell us a bit about those.
Yeah. Retreats are, I think, something that we all should find a way to afford ourselves, whether it's a professionally run retreat or we're just going camping in nature. It's a way to disconnect from our day-to-day life, the stressors, the rigors, the beautiful things that we like to do every day. But we need to unplug. We need to have a digital detox to get away from our phone for a while. We need to get away from the hustle and bustle of our towns, if that's our norm, or even if just our norm is rural, something different, because that's when the mind becomes reset. that neuroplasticity we talk about, all psychedelics share. It's creating new neurons in the brain, creating fertilization for new patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving. You got to get away from your day to day. So we host out here in Puerto Rico in the jungle, on the river, a wellness retreat where we use, you know, legal ketamine as a psychedelic enhancer, so that while you're getting the digital detox, the nature detox, you're actually getting that neuroplastic reset. And then we're combining all different forms of self-exploration, whether it's finding ways to heal through somatic techniques, yoga, breath work, meditation, waking up and doing a river plunge, whether it's really sparking the mind through activity, going on hikes, going, you know, to the local waterfall, whether it's finding and enhancing self-love and the ability to give and receive love through the camaraderie of being with others. I think one thing we've lost in Western medicine is how much healing there is in community. And especially in the world of telemed, which I'm on the forefront of, you know, I understand the benefits of telemed. But one of the things we have to really balance is togetherness, and it becomes isolated. Right. So to be in a group, to be together, so important. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, telemed is great as a form of triage, right? Deal with the cases we can quickly and efficiently, but triage the ones and move the ones that need more advanced care through the system into facilities that support that. People who do join your retreats, how long do they set aside and how can they learn more?
Yeah, it's usually 4 nights for our retreat where we go through day one, focus on self-healing, day two, focused on self-growth, day three, focused on self-love, and day four is self-transcendence, moving away from the self and connecting with something bigger. Usually 4 nights. Learn more about us at metamorphosisresort.com. My social channels at Dr. Sam Zand. I'm very open and friendly with people who want to reach out. Can't give medical advice online, but can give education. So it's something that we just kind of have seasonal, occasional retreats right now. But the key is we're also just trying to bring all of these patterns into the home. And that's the bigger work that we do at Anywhere Clinic, is just trying to help people always have someone in their journey go through that self-growth and self-transformation, you know, with a clinical lead. You don't have to go to the jungle to find your inner healing.
No, but you do need to find the space, and the space is mental and physical and emotional.
Absolutely. And perhaps spiritual.
Yes. So the URL again?
So anywhereclinic.com is our mental health program, and metamorphosisresort.com is our wellness retreat.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us down high and healthy, Sam.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure having this conversation. And thank you for the work you're doing, just advocating and educating about ways to be just overall in the best wellness and happiness you can.
We hope that everybody ends up healthy. And with that, I'll be back with all of you again soon. I'm Richard Zwicky with High on Healthy. Have a great day.
How much money do you lose every time you miss a customer call? With a Buzz CRM, you never have to worry about that again. Their system automatically texts missed calls and engages leads instantly using conversational AI. It turns your missed opportunities into booked appointments automatically. It's a complete game changer for local businesses. Secure your access today for a massive discount at thebuzzcrm.com. That's thebuzzcrm.com.